Dreamscape presents The Dilemma by Sarah Hawthorne. Narrated by Emma Fenney and Ella Lynch. One. Esme. London, June 1958. The Chelsea flat hadn't been disturbed at all. Why would it? No one had been here in weeks. Not since the charlady had raised the alarm, and then all manner of people had turned up. Neighbours, police, ambulance crew. That day, Esme had arrived to be greeted by unfamiliar faces and a babble of voices. When she'd walked into the sitting room, everyone had gone silent. The sort of ghastly hush which means you're the star of the moment. The one who's going to set the scene for whatever comes next. The charlady had bustled over, all important, with a look of excited sympathy, and taken her elbow. "It's your mother, dear. Quite a shock it was. I found her, you see, lying on the floor by her bed, clutching the blanket." Esme had looked around then, to see several pairs of eyes fixed on her. Before she could react, Dr. Blair, stooped with scoliosis and blessed with fascinating bushy white eyebrows, had ushered her through the nearest door into the kitchen. He'd flapped his hand at the waiting audience. "There's nothing to see here. Please leave." Esme had leaned against the pale blue cabinetry while he opened and closed his mouth, making incomprehensible words. Something about a weak heart and a massive stroke. She hadn't really taken it in. Too shocked at hearing her mother had died. Only the day before, she'd received a letter from her, asking to meet for afternoon tea at the Ritz. "It's been too long. I've something to tell you, darling, before it's too late." Had her mother known? Or experienced a premonition? Now, in the aftermath of her funeral, Esme paused in the hallway, taking in the stale odour of shut-up rooms and the dead silence of a lifeless home, feeling like an interloper. She'd never even had her own key, and yet she had the intimate task of going through her mother's belongings. Irrational anger welled at the unfairness of this untimely burden. Arcadia had always seemed so invincible, one of those women who by raw power and force of personality would grip onto life with fierce intensity. People such as Arcadia didn't die young. They outlived their contemporaries in grand, arrogant style.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?